one engine pushing a car around is probably all it'll be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometime tomorrow, he said. And if that snow's on the track, they won't bring it.
Oh.
So you gotta move the snow off the track?
You got like
I'm gonna turn this so everybody can see.
You got those special tires you can ride on the
No.
Oh, man. That would be so cool.
No.
All right, I reckon we get started.
Steve. Hi, Tom. Or Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
Awesome.
Good. Good to see
you. Glenn's on.
I tell you. Hi, Clint.
Good evening, Clint.
Hey.
Is that a smart board?
We're ready. Mm-hmm.
Let's stand and do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise. Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Srulich.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, November the 21st.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds. Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $29,220.13. Police, $14,935.95. Fire, $5,109.66. Street, $4,646.23. Parks, $1,387.73. Public Health and Safety, $1,726.31. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $175. Infrastructure, $168,998.14. Garbage disposal, $55.94. Cemetery, $3,201.52. Water operations, $14,244.34. Sewer operations, $2,784.14. EPA Westside sewer loan payment, $14,303.04. Water deposits, $375. Clinton Sanitary District, $53,954.81. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $25. Motor fuel tax fund, $7,881.74. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $506,862.81.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
And I'll second.
Thank you. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds. Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. We've got a few items on unfinished business, and the first one is the mowing on the cemetery contract. And before we make any motion on that, we'll do some discussion beforehand so that we can answer some of the questions that some of the council members has. Other than that, I don't have any other thing. We'll move on down to streets and public improvement.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows we had a busy weekend this weekend with the ice storm and snow. First of all, I want to thank all the departments for the good job they've done, the great job. banded together and helped out. Water department's been real busy also, but they gave some help. I mean, they did an outstanding job, worked a lot of long hours. And just want to let people know that the city, we will be picking up brush. Get out what you can now. And, of course, when the snow melts, you're going to find more. We'll get that out. It's going to be not going to be a quick job. It's going to be a couple of weeks getting all picked up. Of course, we're going to waiver the size of the loads we'll pick up. And, of course, too, if you're able to, the yard waste will be open where you can take it out. So talking with Bobby before I come up, we had a few streets last night that weren't opened up yet because of power lines being down or trees being down, hanging low. Everything's back open, and it's been salted. And just appreciate everybody. They'd be a little patient with us, but we will get it all cleaned up. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. John, you got something for us?
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot. It's as usual. Been some water leaks. The guys have been out over the weekend, just like yesterday. They had one. They had to go out, work right kind of alongside of the power company over on Mulberry. I guess they had a line that had a hole in it, and they're fixing it over in that area. But I'm the same as what Kenny was saying. I think the crews did a wonderful job. The street department is always out there and getting stuff cleared out early. Thanks for people get around and the way everybody helps each other. Fire department and police department, I know they were working a lot of overtime and sticking out there helping with the power company. So really appreciate all their effort and all their work. But other than that, I don't have anything else right now.
Okay, thank you. Health and safety?
On the fire department side, we ran approximately 18 to 20 calls yesterday. And then we took off again this morning doing the same. We brought in all the area departments on a few of the calls because we just had that much going all at the same time. This was over about a 12, 14-hour stretch. Police department, street department, everybody did a good job. I don't think we ran into any major problems. Other than that's all I've got on that for now.
Okay. Tom, you got something for us?
No, I don't have anything to report tonight.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on down to unfinished business, and like I said earlier, our first project on the bids for the cemetery mowing. There's no motion on the floor right now, so we need to discuss these bids. We got several options. You want to start out with any questions, John? Okay, thank you, John. Tom, you got anything?
Sounds about right.
And then
course, we have some saved fuel costs, saved costs on purchasing mowers, maintenance on mowers, all that. And I'm assuming with Public Works, the way it's set up, the guys would still be able to do the grave digging and those types of things, you know, share it with the other departments.
Okay, thanks. That'd be all I have. You know, the one thing too, personally, I have family out there in the cemetery, and just make sure it looks nice. We have a pretty good reputation, and you know, the public gets pretty panicky around Memorial Day, so make sure that they have can do the same quality work. That's all I have.
Okay. Yeah, understandable. That's why we're going to have a clause, and we can either, you know, move out, move away from the contract if we're not satisfied with the job. Danny, you got any questions?
Yeah, I've got quite a few concerns. I personally want to move toward tabling it until Steve Lobb can be here, because he's got some concerns. I've talked with him, and he's been down, so he's not able to be here. I understand that, but I think we need to get all the parties that's going to play in this, and we have a workshop at our next meeting. There's too many unanswered questions of all the stuff that is not just mowing and weed eating, how it's going to be handled. There's still a cost to them, no matter what department it is. So are you really saving or not? I just want all these questions answered.
Well, most of them have been answered. We're not going to table. We're going to vote on a mowing contract because it's justified to the bidders to go ahead and move forward with this.
There are too much differences in the top bid, the low bid, whether you got one contractor, two contractors. This all needs to be decided.
You got any other questions?
And I'm going to vote to table it.
You got any questions, Kenny?
I just going to go back, like Johnny said, I was involved when the city before had brought in management for him to take over the water department. At that time, the employees didn't have a choice. We had to move with them. I'm in favor of this because at this point, we are shorthanded. We need help. The employees are going to stay with this city, and in case they are going to benefit from a move in their salaries and things, and towards, you know, overtime where they don't get the overtime. Now, I think there's a benefit for them. So, but like I said, if it was a place where, you know, they were going to lose a job, I would say I'd be against it. Plus, I'm for it because of the money that we're going to save the citizens.
Okay. So,
but I do have some concerns with their wages bringing them over.
Mm-hmm. And that's based on the union contract, isn't it, Tim?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, I was there again. I was involved in the move over. When I moved from the water department to the street department, I understood when I moved, I would lose some money. These guys don't have a choice. They're coming over that they'll, you know, they're going, eventually, yeah, they'll be up mm-hmm. to scale.
Yeah.
But with the years they've been here and stuff, I don't see where they should be punished by having a little bit lower wage than what everybody else has in that department.
Yeah, well, that's something the union would have to be part of. That's kind of out of our hands. Okay.
No, that's all the concerns okay. I got.
All right. We'll go backwards to you, John. Any think of anything else you wanted to add?
Okay.
Yeah, that was the understanding. Everything stays in the sheds. All the equipment stays. We're just transferring the two employees over. Tom, you have anything?
Well, my concern too is the make sure the quality of the work is done up to the standard, which one we have now, because that's what the public deserves.
That's number one. Yeah, that's number one, Tom. Understand, yeah, because they've bid under the understanding it was a two-year contract.
Correct.
Because you may come up with a higher bid if you go back to a one-year.
Okay. All right, that clarifies that for me. I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
But there is a provision in there. If we're not satisfied, we can get out of the contract? Okay.
And we'll need to, that's also a thing that can be discussed. That is a thing that we are trying to insert in all of our contracts at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
I'm going to make a motion to approve a contract with LKM Incorporated for the cemetery bid of $80,704. Need a second on that motion?
Need to read the motion.
Yeah, it can.
Motion to approve the cemetery mowing bid with LKM Mowing and Landscaping in the amount of $80,704,000 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to sign the contract.
Need a second? Any other discussion on the cemetery bid?
I make a motion to table it.
Call the roll.
Well, you're going to need a second on the motion to table. And then if you get a second to the motion to table, and you might, I don't know if that's, it can either be a motion to table with no future date, or it can be a motion to January 17 or whatever it is. In Commissioner Ballinger's motion, you would need a second, or declare that it dies for lack of a second before proceeding to a vote on the main motion. Did I confuse that?
No.
Okay.
Just waiting.
I got you.
I believe Steve's on tonight, so there's some stuff we can answer for us.
Well, I think we need to go with the table for the reason We don't have a, there's, we're still asking, are we a 1 year? Can we get out of it? You know, we don't even have the contract worked out yet.
So I have a motion, and Commissioner Edmonds was a second to table it generally. And if there is, and believe me, I don't like parliamentary procedure either, but if there is no future date specified in the motion, it is not debatable. So that motion to table generally would need an up or down vote.
Call the roll.
So do we need to vote on the first motion?
No, you would be voting on
second motion.
Motion
to table. That's what we're voting on?
Correct.
Okay. Motion to table. Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
No.
Wise?
No.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulich?
No.
So the minutes can show that the motion to table failed, and now you're back for discussion if there's any left on the main motion.
Any discussion on the motion for the cemetery bid? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
No.
Srulich?
Yes. Next, I'll make a motion for Reinhardt Grounds for the mowing the parks for $28,865.
Motion to approve the parks mowing bid with Reinhardt Grounds Maintenance, Inc. in the amount of $28,865 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to sign the contract.
I make a motion to table.
We still need a motion and a second, Danny. First.
Okay. All right.
I make the motion.
I'll second it.
Now, Danny, your motion.
I make a motion to table.
I'll second it. Get it on the floor.
Call the roll.
Okay, motion to table. Buchanan?
No.
Wise?
No.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulich?
No.
Now your main motion is ready for discussion.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
No.
Edmonds?
No.
Srulich?
Yes. We'll move down to the supplemental agreement on the Center Street project, Cumming Engineering Corporation, $35,905.79.
Motion to approve the supplemental agreement for the Center Street project with Cummins Engineering Corporation in the amount of $35,905.79.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Is Steve on? Steve on tonight?
Yeah.
Which I don't know why IDOT initially took that that position that didn't have to have a ramp, but that really fouled up the whole works and caused more work. But it seems like with Cummings too, we're continually having to go back and do supplemental contracts with them. So those are just some of the concerns I have. But we have to get it done, so you know, I'm in favor of it, but I think maybe we need to look at other engineering firms in the future.
What would you like to do with it, Tom?
Well, I think we ought to go ahead and approve it. They're in the middle of the project, so we've got to go ahead.
Okay. Okay, that was my understanding. Also, I had questions on it. You have any questions there, Ken?
No, I just talked with Steve, and just the way he explained to me, like I said, this is my first go around weighing like this, but Steve explained to me exactly what it is, and I'm fine with it.
Okay, all right. Danny, any questions on it?
No.
We have a motion and a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Note here, it says our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, January the 19th, due to Martin Luther King Day. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise? Srelick.
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
You too. Thank
you, guys.
That's what he thinks of the whole job. He just threw everything in the trash.
I think he's hurt because he didn't know about until he was, because he never gets his stuff and reads it.
That's kind of the bottom line. Just bullheaded.